Tuesday, the 10th of August, Lamed of, first day, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rabbi Svi Leibovich, Beis HaMikdosh.
Good morning, good Chodesh, everybody. Good morning. Okay. Very honored to be here today. Very special day, Rosh Chodesh Elul. And
it's the first day, the first speaker.
The first speaker? Wow. The Gros Hazach, it's a very big thing. And a very choshev place, and a very choshev oilam. Just want them to know, I know it's matoran lechaveir etzoch leidiyoy. So Rabbi Iskevich, he puts this together. It's amazing how the whole Ben Azmanim, the whole holiday, he's busy with this, and he's phoning me out of the country and texting me. It's mamash an amazing person how he does this. And I mentioned last time that I was here that he doesn't only think about this place. Whenever he has any good guest speakers, he'll always forward them to other places. He possibly wants to be a Mabitz Torah. It's a gewaldige privilege to come here and be able to help him a little bit. Now, last time I came, I recognized some people over here. We spoke about the Beit HaMikdash, if you remember. And at the time we were speaking about the mitzvahs being a Beit HaMikdash, who the mitzvahs are on, and we spoke also about if the mitzvah of Chazman Geroma, how can Noshim be Chayev, that was the thing we were speaking about. So I thought maybe to make Beit HaMikdash 2 out of this year. And let's go into the actual Beit HaMikdash. Didn't bring along my model today, like I brought the last time. I know maybe some people thought I would. But sure, I didn't bring it along. And however, we'll talk about a little bit. We'll go into the Beit HaMikdash. Now we know in Mishnayos Midos, which obviously talks about the Beit HaMikdash, Midos means measurements, we talk about the Har HaBayis. I'm sure everybody knows the measurements of the Har HaBayis. I know some people here know. One of my Talmidim here. 500 amos by 500 amos. That was the size of the Har HaBayis. It's quite big. 1,000 foot by 1,000 foot. And there happened to be five doors. Five doors. Every side had one door. Besides Dorem had two doors. The reason that was because most of the population at that time lived on Dorem's side. And therefore, you needed easy access. If you have only one door, it would have been jammed. The two doors on Dorim were called Chulda. Al-Shem Chulda Hanaviyah. Now, obviously, when we think about Har HaBayis, we certainly think about the Koisel. Right? Because the Koisel is Pashtus, according to most Poskim. It is the Koisel Maravi from the Har HaBayis, not from the Beit HaMikdash, which would cause problems, we wouldn't be able to get so close. So we'll talk a little bit about the Koisel Maravi. Interesting, just Agav, there used to be a beautiful rose garden. Where we stand, used to be a rose garden over there. Because the door by the Marav side, which we have no sighting of today, there's no door, is called Kiponis. And Kiponis means roses. Because a big, beautiful rose garden on that side, don't know what the reason was, maybe to fragrance, just bring a nice smell into the over there, but that's the Mitzvahs. Okay, so let's go step by step. First of all, we know there's three machanas. Everybody knows in the Midbar, we have Masada three machanas. There's Machna Yisrael, Machna Nevio, and Machna Shechina. Now, in the Midbar was quite straightforward. Machna Yisrael was all the Yidra. Machne Leviye, well, where the Shevet Levi was around the Beit HaMikdash. I saw Vente Santa Shmuel, about the Mishkan, I saw Grada Vente Santa Shaila, that there's a ganze Shaila that a certain type of Kedusha that you need to be able to be a Machne Leviye. And how is it possible that Leviim lived a normal life over there? That's the big Shaila. They speak about that. I saw yesterday Vente Santa Tshuva, he said there was two Chalokim Machne Leviye, where they were Shoimer, where the Leviim were Shoimer, and then their families. It wasn't the same thing. So that's how they get out of that problem, that where they were Shema had a special Kedusha, where the family wasn't the same. It's interesting to Nekuda. And then you had Machne Shechina, which was actually in the Soich HaKloim, which is the Azorah, like we see it today. Now, what's about the Kedusha from these places? So there's a Mishnah in Kalim, and the Mishnah in Kalim says, explains the Madrega Zer Lamala Mizer. The Mishnah Kalim goes through all the steps of Tahara. The Mishnah says that Yerushalayim is also from Mitzoyra. Mitzoyra to go up to Yerushalayim. That's Machna Yisrael. In Zman HaBeis HaMikdash, where is Machne Levia? Machne Levia is the Har HaBayis. Har HaBayis, that's where the Machne Levia starts. And who can't go in there? So,
Zov,
Zova, Yoldus, all these Tumas. Now, it's not mentioned about Keri, but if you look in Pesachim, I know people take notes here, so I try to get all the credits right. Samach Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says that about Keri is the same thing, the same category, must not enter the Har HaBayis, which is Machne Levia. And then Machne Shechina, which is the Azara. Now it's initially Pasha where it starts. Midiraisa, it doesn't start in Ezra's Noshim. You know, when you see the diagrams, it's outside before the main Azara, where the Mizbeach was, there's like a big area with four rooms on the side. Be'etzem, that's the Machne Levia, Midiraisa. Midirabonon, they mustn't go in to there either, a Tomei Meis, but Midiraisa is only into the actual Azara. Sure, that's the Mishnah in Kalim. And the Rav writes over there, and also the Lior Rabbo, show you where the Lior Rabbo on Mishnayos is from the Vilna Gaon. He said this is a Deraisa. It's a Deraisa. So I'm sure everybody now is thinking that we know this is very Chomer, you don't go on the Har HaBayis. Right? You don't go on Har HaBayis. Everybody's thinking, oh, 1 minute. Be'etzem, it's only also for Azovan, and Midah, the Lakeri, to go beyond the Har HaBayis. So why can't we go into the Har HaBayis? Obviously we have to be careful not to go into the Mokim HaZorah, because we are Tamei Meis. As in Santa Shaila, we'll maybe talk about it a bit later, the Mechas Yitzchak has a gun to chew about it, and in his days there were a pack of people trying to be Mati. A very interesting letter from the Rambam, I'll quote you soon, that people brought a ride, the Rambam did go in. If you have time, we'll go into that. But people think about that, and Be'emes, Be'ikya HaDin, Mistoma, it wouldn't be a problem, but Lamaisikva Kiblu Kulam not to go in, and the Mechasit has all Arichos, maybe we'll talk about it a bit later. Okay, now because we know it already now the Kedusha from the Harab, from what the Har HaBayis is. The Har HaBayis is Machna Levia, and it's also for anybody, let's call it in two words, Tuma Hayotse Megufoi is also to go into that area. Now how was the Har HaBayis Miskadosh? We know what it's all about. Let's find out how it's Miskadosh. There's an interesting Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yudalet, second page. I just learned it, Daf Yomi, not long ago. Daf Yudalet. Open as well. The Mishnah talks about here, Yedias HaTuma, if you are Shoigig, the kabbalah that one has to bring, and the mission says, "Echad anichnas la'azara, ve'echad anichnas le'toisus la'azara," have the same halacha. They added on, they extended the azara, have the same halacha. Why? Says the Mishnah, because the way you add on the azara, the way you extend it is the way you mekadish the actual azara as well. So the addition, the extension, is the same as the actual azara. Now, how you mekadish the azara? Here, the Mishnah gives away the secret. Says the Mishnah, "Azoy, ve'gishmak." The Mishnah says, "Azoy, emoy sifin aloir, balazoris el bemelech, king, to be maskin, novi, urim vetumim, Sanhedrin, lots of red tape, yeah, Sanhedrin, shalshirim ve'echot, ubeshtei toidos, you have to have two kabonas toido, ubeshia, and with music." Yeah, all of these. And I don't think the Melech and the Novi and the Urim Tum have to be there. Who has to be? They have to be maskin. They have to go. They have to give it the rubber stamp, as one says. But who has to be there is the Sanhedrin and the Kliosol gathers, big oil, something like Achnos Evetoyda most probably. And they all march together with Yizlach Metoyda, with a progression, and they sing. How does it go? It says, Bezdin. Mahalchim, the Bezdin goes first, Shtei Toides Achreim, two Toides behind. We'll soon see which part of the Toide, because it's quite, as you know, Toides, animals, with bread, with matzahs, right? We'll soon see what they carried along. And the Chol Yisrael Achreim, all the Eden behind them. Sure, that's what they take from the Mishnah. Where did they go? Actually, if you want to add it on, they walked around the area that they want to add it on. The big machalik is, if let's say the two toidas, did they go one in front of the other or one next to the other? Oh, the Gemara Paskins, one next to the other. Very good. It's a shmuz about it. The Gemara is a shmuz about that. Exactly how it went. Now, the Mishnah says two toiks. And if you notice carefully, what is the Mishnah talking about? To be moistif on what? The Mishnah says, the Mishnah mentions Shem moistifim aloir valo azoros. These two things the Mishnah mentions. Aloir valo azoros. You need to have toida. Now, the ear and azoros, two different kedushas, as we know. The ear is machna shchina. And it has a kedusha that I'm sure those of you are aware, that you can't eat matzah sheni outside Yerushalayim, can't eat kachem kalem outside Yerushalayim, right? That kedusha azoros, different kedusha. So the Gemara later on speaks about this. And what's the makor of this whole thing? So the Gemara says that the makor is in Nechemia. Omar Achiz, the makor is Nechemia. It says that Nechemia says that Amido shtei toides gidoilos. I took two big toides. Big toides. The Gemara is, what's this big toides? So Gemara says the biggest part of the Torah, which is not the matzah, which is the chalas. That's what the Gemara decides, that the part that you take is not the actual korban, it's not the matzah, it's the chalas, because they are made out of more quantity. And the tahalucha is lemin malachoyma, I walked around the right, on the choyma, the Gemara talks it through. Then comes on Rami Bachom, he says, 1 minute, don't think that you always use Torah. No. Torah is only used when you want to extend Yerushalayim. But if you want to extend the Azara, you need something else. What is that something else? Shiore Menachas. Why? Why Shiore Menachas? He says, let's have a look. What is the characteristics of Toida? Of Lachme Toida. It says, Lachme Toida is something that you have to eat in Yerushalayim. It's a place to eat in Yerushalayim. And if you take it out of Yerushalayim, it'll be Nifsul B'Yotza. So when you, and that's what you need to be Mekadesh the Yerushalayim, to extend Yerushalayim. You need something that this is the boundary. And obviously if you walk a bit further, you're pushing the boundary. Right? Well, it's common sense. You take something that's only allowed to go ad kan, and you go a bit further, so what are you showing? That the boundaries have moved. So I'm going to take Lachme Toido and try to push the boundaries of the Azores, it's not going to work. Because the Lachme Toida can eat all your slime, it doesn't mean anything. So you moved, took the Lachme Toida out, and that's a big deal. So it must be something that the boundary is the Azor. What? Kotcha. And obviously we decided that just like the Lachme Toida is made out of flour, and it grows, so to extend the Azor, it also use something that grows. And what's that? Menachas. So you take Shiore Menachas, and you push the boundary of the Shiore Menachas. And the Gemara start thinking, maybe it has to be also chometz. It's a problem. So the Gemara says, hey, what chometz do you have? Which menachas do you have chometz? Then I can think about the mincha of chometz. Huh? Shnei Alechem. Very good, Shnei Alechem. So the kids said, the Gemara, the whole shmuz, what are you going to do? What are you going to mean Shnei Alechem? You can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. So we have a problem here because when you extend the mikdash, then you have to have your korban. Because the Gemara talks it through, it can't be. We'll leave that. That's a side point. Okay. So finally, we know exactly now how we do it. That the Yerushalayim, we push the boundaries with Lachme Toido, and the Azores we push the boundaries with Shiore Menachas. Tosis comes up with a Gevaldige Kash. Tosis, hey, 1 minute. How many boundaries do we have? We have Machne Yisrael, which is Yerushalayim. We know how to do it. We have Machne Shechina. We know it. What's about Machne Leviya? Right? You want to make bigger the Harabais. What thing can't be eaten, could be eaten until the Choyma from the Harabais, and can't be eaten beyond that? There's no such thing. So what are we going to do? Was getting the machen. That's how Tosfos asks. The Toimar Harabai is a kaddish. The shail is not only how could you extend it? How would it magdish in the first place? Never mind extending. We'll soon speak about extending the Harabais. It's another shmuz. How can you be magdish in the first place? What shows this is the boundary? She'ein dova nechel boy sheyotz menu nifsel. There's no thing that's eaten there. If you take it out, it becomes pasuk. And he says, "V'yashle kedusha from the atzma." You should know it has own kedusha harabais. It's machna levia. He said the same question about bati irachoyma. How would a magdish bati irachoyma? So it starts with the word v'yashloima heiched loy efsha loy efsha. When you can't, you can't. Something we should all learn. Yeah. Something we should all learn. How am I going to do it? I can't do it. When you can't, you can't. So now when we stop up here, I think.
We could do it without
anything. Oh, very good. I knew I had to pay it properly after me. The Chachamim here. Yeah? The kids said, Dvorim, so we have this rabbi is being Mo'oireh. Rabbi Nezri, right? He's being Mo'oireh. That, what's going on? You're saying when you can't, you can't. Doesn't mean that the whole thing is not necessary. What does Adam think here? I'm asking. The whole thing isn't necessary. The whole thing, you don't have to. You know, Melech? Not interested in Melech. I don't need you now. Well, but tell him, Sanhedrin, no need, Klausel, no music, the whole thing, the whole party is off. What does it mean that you do everything without the carbon? What does Adam think? I want to hear what Adam thinks. L'chayda without the carbon. L'chayda that you do everything, but this part you don't do. But we'll take a Rambam. We'll have a look. We'll sit in the Rambam. Perek Vav. Halach Yud Beis, Yud Gimel Beis Abchira. The Rambam speaks of a Ketzad Moisifim Aloiye Oysen Bezen Shtei Toidois Veloichem Hem Chomet Shebehem Veholchem Bezen Nachas Shtei Toidois. The whole thing. Vechem Im Hoisifu Al Hoazara. The next one. So he goes suddenly from Yerushalayim until Dazara. What's he skipping? Machne Levia, not mentioned. It looks like from the Rambam Shtickel that in Ishdo there's no Zidatois. If not, you would have mentioned something. He's a lot of saved Rambam. V'cheinim o'yisif al-azorim v'kapshet b'shiorim enochas. Interesting, he brings the Gemara Droshe. He says, "Ma'ir shleim atoyde shenechel bo mekatsho af hazora shiorim enochas shein echolin el abo hen shemekatsho neizib hem." It's interesting why the Rambam brings the Droshe. He doesn't always bring Droshes. But surely that's a different... So the kids of the Rama Lachoyra is mashma. Lachoyra is mashma that nishdor. Now, give a bit of a beyond that. But first, I want to tell you something else. What's about the Kodesh Kodesh? We're thinking about this. How many Kodesh the Kodesh Kodesh? Right? Zichr Mo Kodesh. Now I'm asking, which korban? Which avodah is that it can only be there and can't go out of there? Now, something that I heard is Gevaldige Rayon. You know, everybody remembers the Gemara Moed Katan. Like, when was Shlomo Melech Mekadesh the Beis Hamikdash? And when? On Yom Kippur. Why Yom Kippur? The Eik Yom Kippur. Because when do you do the avodah in the Kodesh Tachshim? Yom Kippur. So, where did the Katanis? This tells the Edom from the Meir Simcha Medrins, the Sameach. His name was Avraham Lufte. He came up with that. Then he says, that's why Shlomo Melech couldn't choose any other day to be Mekadesh the Beis Hamikdash only on Kippur, because that was the day that he could take the Kippurus inside, which that's the Mokim, and outside would be possible. So Moshe look at the hair. I think it's for them alone, so it's Kedai for me to look at this whole city just to find this pearl. So Moshe look at the thing. So let's go back to this Nakuda, how we were managed the Machna Levia. So Mekenosh is looking at the Zaydam says, the Mara Mekoyim has done this, the Moshe Shtembach has whole shmuz about this, there's Avne Nezer, there's Ravais, so a lot of things that I'm saying are from these places. Look through it out to me, not everything is mine, a few Nakudas are Moshe. So it is like, could be that the Harabais, what is the Harabais? What's it does? I mean, let's just think of the word. Har, Habais. The mount where the Beis Hamikdash is. So it's a Kenzain that when you Mekadesh the Beis Hamikdash, obviously the courtyard is Mekadesh as well. Could be a Zazach. Kenzain. It's the Gansik, what's the condition of Maharabais? That is the Har where the Bais is. So,
Emor is Mekadish. The Beit HaMikdash can't say Memele the Harabayis is Kaddish. Also, he can't say. Pardon?
Very good point.
Gewaldig. I thought about that just not long ago. This is Nekuda. Highly extended. Listen to this Gewaldige thing. I'll tell you something. It's a Muyridike thing.
Just give me a minute, right? Because it says, Bahar Hashem,
Yeroi. It's Har Hashem because of the Beis HaMikdash is there.
The Kiyah Sefer, the back of the Rambam, he brings it. It's very much from Etech Devorov. I wrote down over there, I just copied the Loshen. Yeah, he says, Nitzkadesh B'Kedushas HaMikdash, Mishkon. It's a bit of Mashmah from his Loshen. Interesting enough, just don't want to forget, he says, who is Magdish the Harabais? It's going back to the others. Who was Magdish Harabais? I gave it to you a minute ago.
No problem.
Because he said, Bahar Hashem Yiroi. Who is Magdish the Azor? It doesn't mean Magdish Kedusha, but it means prepared that able to be Makabo Kedusha. Who is Magdish the Azor? What does it say? What did Yitzchak call him? Soder. Vayetze Yitzchak Basoder. Azor is a gather from Soder. Kiyah Sefer. Right? The Azara is like a solid, because it needs to be open, you know, with open air. There's now the one shitter, you know, the harabat of the roof, completely covered. And even the Azara, there's one shitter only above the Medeach was open, but it's a chiddush. That's called Soda. It wasn't a mountain, it was leveled out. And who called it Bais? Yaakov, even. No, he said, Ein Zekim, Beis Elikim. So the Maisa, I can leave everybody here to say a Ryan. I'm sure everybody can think of a nice Ryan. What? These levels, ha, soda, bias. I'll tell you something I thought about. I'm sure even with just a mocking for people to think of it. It's very interesting. What's a ha? What's the difference between a ha and a flat place? I just came back from Wales. Beautiful. Ha, you see, it's there, prominent. Avraham Avinu took the avodas Hashem, made something out of it. He made a ha. He told the whole world, Rabbi Sai, Sudua Rabbeinu Shloilo. Yeah. On this world. Not like David Avodah Zarah said. Some of them said, no, he's only Bashamayim. So he made a ha. Yitzchak had to come along and work on that ha. What's the soda? You can't have it. But Yitzchak didn't have a clear soil yet. Bayis is an enclosed area. Something if Shemahalach. Bayis is our family. You know? We go in our bayis. He made a Klal Yisrael. The Shosh, if they call, I'm sure everybody, other, if somebody else has a Ryan, I'll be happy to go away with some change, as one says. Right? Why should it be these? You'd like to say something? No. I'm sure it's also that. Okay. Or they should be Kiyah Sefer. It's not my own thing, these three in the Kodesh. It's just, they don't have a Mekadesh. Mekadesh means, so made it a Roy to Mekabel, the Kedusha later on. Because we all know that all the Koychas that we have is only from the others. Like the famous Kash, what's the Goy Sach? Aron Vinod Makriv, Yitzchok for Akedah. You see, he didn't jump in fire for the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's all after Avraham Avinu put it into us. It's a famous vault. So we can say, with Mechadish now, it could be that the Har Hashem didn't need a Kedusha. Now, the gentleman before mentioned a very good thing. He said, so how do you extend it? That's a very good thing. You know how big, you know you can't extend the Har Habayis. The Shailah, how you make the Shekhtchila, you can't extend the Har Habayis. Now listen to this. And you know how big you can make the Azara? What's the limit you can make the Azara? Harabais. You can't make the Azara bigger than Harabais. Why? Because the Harabais, as I said before, what's the Harabais? The Ha where the Beis HaMikdash is. And that's it. Does it does? So Mele is very, very geschmack. Very geschmack to say that doesn't need Kedush because it's Beis Azara. It's when the Magdish, the Beis HaMikdash, when the Magdish, the Azara, it's Mele. Azara and its limits. What's its limits? The Harabais. The only problem, what happens to do that? Where's Machna Levi gone? I don't have a test for that. He didn't extend the Azara. What happened to Machna Levi? It disappeared. Boof, it's gone. Mishlu. Because there must be somewhere. You're allowed to extend the Azara until the Harabais.
Was it Machna Levi inside rather than out?
Once you make the Azara bigger, it becomes Machna Shechina. Thomas Mess can't go in anymore. That's a Shaila, I don't know. Somebody doesn't
from the
tower. No, because you can't make bigger the Harabais. Finish. 500 dosidos. Okay, that's a shtickle nekuda. Now we find that Reb Chaim Brisky says the same thing. Like Galbati Rechaima. If you look at Reb Chaim Sefer and Shmita V'Yovel, he speaks about Bati Rechaima. How the Magdish Bati Rechaima? Rashi says there was a episode of Kedusha. Reb Chaim says no. When you Magdish makes Yisrael, Bati Rechaima become a Mele Kaddish. You see this Rayan that certain things are tofel to the Ikea, and maybe when you Magdish that, it becomes Kaddish. Yeah, what I just said before about making big the harabais.
Do you want the harabais from Shlomo smaller than the harabais from the second one?
No, it'll always be the same. 500 by 500.
That's exterior measurement of the exterior wall.
Yes, you are asking me now a delicate question. We're going to talk about soon. What's about the actual wall? Is that part of it or not? I mean, you have my heart. The she is gone now. I mean, yeah. Took everything.
We have a retaining
wall. There's no time left. What time did we finish? 9 o'clock. Okay. Well, maybe let me try to get to that subject now. Just the Maramokim from extending is Pelig Vav Haloch Yud Beis Abchira for the people taking notes. Okay, now let's talk about the Choyma. The Choyma, because all of us go to the soil and go to the Choyma, and now we're going to touch the question of Meravi, and we're going to think, oh, this is the wall of Harabayis, Machne Leviyah, right? What's about the actual wall? Because you know, some pastors are not very happy about people putting their fingers into the cracks. Yeah, because if it's Machne Leviyah and Valkyrie is also to go in there, so what's about their fingers in the cracks? Some people say maybe the wall has worn down some little bit. And now, that's through that mocking in the Skadish already. So now, Betzel comes to the Shai, the gentleman asks me now, is the wall part of Machne Leviyah or is it not part of Machne Leviyah? That's the next Nakuda we'd like to look at. We have a few more minutes. Now, Davne Nezer and Chelik Beis, Simon Tofnun, he has a ganze Ryan and a ganze Raya that the wall was not Niskadish. He says, why? Because the Toysus and Psochim that pay, hey, the Ramaschel Chaloinos, second Teretz, it's much from there from Toysus. Toysus asks, the Gemara discusses how can magnish the wall, how can they walk on top of it? Because they had to walk, as I said before, with the Lachmetod, the Shorim Menachas, how could they walk there and be can't walk on a wall? So Gemara answers, yeah, there was two walls of the Azor, the lower wall, and there were steps like going up towards the lower wall. You're able to walk on the lower wall. And maybe that caused Kedusha, but the Harabais doesn't have that, says Avne Nezer. So they can't walk on the wall of Harabais. So it must be that the Harabais wall is not Kaddish. He said, therefore, put your fingers in as much as you want, as long as you don't come through the other side. That's what he says. According to what we just said, that the wall of the Harabais, they weren't magnified with a certain carbon. Just by making Kaddish to Beis HaMikdash, the wall became Kaddish, the Avanezer's Raya falls away. If you say you have to magnify the wall with a carbon, and you have to walk there and show where your boundaries are, okay, you can't walk on the wall, so the wall is excluded. But if you don't need to be magnified the wall, because it's Kaddish Ramele, it could well be that it is Kaddish. Rav Moshe Sternberg thinks that way. And he says, be careful. That's what his shit is.
Which wall? You said there's two walls.
That's the two walls. The two walls of the Azora. The Azora had two walls, a lower and a higher. It's built that way. But the Harabayas didn't have that, as we take a seat. It's only one wall. So Lachoyah, that falls away. And originally, Rishalmi Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Aloch Yud Beis says, why weren't they magdish the doors in the Harabais? The mokim, the arches. That's the Loshim Rishalmi. Says, because you used to put the sandals there. Because you mustn't walk up with your shoes. Where do they need their shoes? They get wet, don't leave them to the elements. So on the width of the wall, which the walls are very thick, right? They left them in that area, the sandals, so they went back. So it's mashma, the wall was Kaddish, just that area wasn't Kaddish. So there's mashma. Davenezer gets chayitza with that. Says it's a sophic, a ganze meisa. He gets chayitza with that shayla. Now, lemaisa, if you come to think of it, the kedushas harabayis is a tnai, it must have a wall. The tnai, it has to have a wall. It could be a svara that if the wall is a thing that makes the kedusha, you need a wall. L'choyer, the wall is also a kedusha. You could argue the svara, but it makes sense to say that because this is part of the kedusha, you need it there. It's not just a mechitza. This causes the kedusha harabayis. It must have a choyma. Shit, the Rambam and the Gemara always, all time, must have a choyma. So it makes sense that it's part of the harabayis. Somebody wants to ask me, what's about the amatraxin? Anyone knows what amatraxin is?
the Amah between the Kodesh Kodshim and the Heichal. And you know, when the first Beis HaMikdash was built as a wall, the second Beis HaMikdash, what was it? Do you remember? Two curtains. Why was it curtains? It sounds like we should know. Because it was two, the first Beis HaMikdash was only 30 Amos high. So a wall, one Amos thick, 30 Amos high. Any architects here? Yeah? Could stand. But if it's 40 Amos high, it's going to battle. So therefore they made curtains. But now they had a very big problem. They didn't know anymore, was the actual wall, did it belong to the Kodesh Kodshim? Or did the wall belong to the Heichal? So if you build a thick wall, a man of Kimena, the thickness of the wall is a shayli. You're not going to be in the thickness of the wall. You're putting a curtain. A curtain is only a finger thick. So where should I put the curtain? Inside or outside? That's why they made two curtains. Some people think the reason you have two curtains is to walk in between. Don't need it. What happened when they had a wall? There's no walking in between the wall anyway. Right? You know where traksin comes from? The word traksin. There's two shotim. Or truk and sin means out and in. Because the wall, we weren't sure. Was it out wall or in wall? The other shot is traksin. Trak means locking. Sin, Sinai. Behind it is locked. The luchos which are given in Sinai. Two shotim on traksin. 9 o'clock?